Welcome to the JACCP podcast. My name is Jerry Bauman, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy. I wrote this editorial titled Hero Clinical Pharmacist in the COVID-19 Pandemic, Overworked and Overlooked, after a growing frustration of not hearing much about clinical pharmacists' role in this pandemic and how they had worked so hard, and knowing full well that my colleagues, not only at the University of Illinois Hospital where I work, but also around the country, were in the middle of this and were going through hell. So I decided to write this editorial. According to the ACCP definition, clinical pharmacists assume responsibility and accountability for managing medication therapy in direct patient care settings, whether practicing independently or in consultation or collaboration with other healthcare professionals. The operative words here in this definition are direct patient care. That is, they're at high risk during this pandemic, similar to physicians, nurses, and others. They show up every day along with their colleagues. Yet in praising healthcare workers for their bravery during this time, clinical pharmacists are often not included with the other heroes, doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, hospital cleaning staff, and others. I always look for us to be mentioned, and know others do also. That's shown by their complaining emails to me through Twitter and other various social media communications. I personally practiced clinical pharmacy in an academic medical center for the first 20 years of my career. And so I know that physicians know, that nurses know, that respiratory therapists know about us and what we do and what we value and what we provide them and to our patients. But this knowledge has apparently not always been translated to the public, the news media, and politicians. Part of this can be explained by the fact that, one, we have much fewer numbers than the others. Two, not all healthcare settings have a critical number of clinical pharmacists. And three, clinical pharmacists are relative newcomers compared to doctors and nurses. Although I sometimes share these frustrations, there's also some progress on recognizing the role of clinical pharmacists. Recently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, issued new rules aimed at easing restrictions and improving flexibility on healthcare workers during this crisis. These included expanded telehealth capabilities for physicians and expanded scope of practice for nurse practitioners. But for pharmacists, it only relaxed the need for the use of masks for sterile compounding, and that was to conserve them for others. In addition, and much more importantly, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a new guideline allowing pharmacists to order and administer COVID-19 tests, and then later vaccines. Clinical pharmacists have also been appointed to important national committees that help shape the treatment guidelines for COVID-19. And I refer you to the letter to the editor in this issue of JACCP by Gross and McDougall for a more complete summary. But clearly, there needs to be more. Progressive approaches to better utilize clinical pharmacists during this crisis are hopefully going on at the state level. Relaxing scope of practice restrictions for other health professionals has been described as an all-hands-on-deck approach, which is clearly necessary and should include expanded scope of practice for board-certified clinical pharmacists. Clinical pharmacists have always embraced the all-hands-on-deck philosophy. The American College of Clinical Pharmacy was founded on the tenet that clinical pharmacists are different than other pharmacists. And to be clear, not better, just different. Our profession has always struggled with this concept, evidence being that although everyone calls us clinical pharmacists, our specialty is called pharmacotherapy. The diversity of pharmacists and pharmacy practice should be considered a strength of the profession. That's not to say that other pharmacists are not heroes and are not at risk. Indeed, they are. Pharmacists in crucial roles, such as dispensing in healthcare system pharmacies or retail pharmacy settings, this is where sick people are. There are reports that they are at risk without adequate protection. But clinical pharmacists have specialized training, are up to their necks in this pandemic, and could easily and seamlessly expand their scope of practice during this time. And frankly, they're probably already doing so without some CMS mandate. You are the invisible heroes right now. Thank you, because I know.